thought we were efficient tonight, particularly at the post position. 8 out of 9, 8 out of 12, not bad there. I was able to rest some kids, like look at Cooper, only plays 20 minutes, 5 assists, no turnovers. The one thing with Cooper, the ball doesn't rest in her hand. She's able to move the ball around and understand spacing and moving the ball and getting the easiest basket that she possibly can. But I'm just proud of how she's developed. Danny was very hot to start the ball game. Solid game. When you look at her numbers, 7 rebounds, 19. She's starting to follow her shots. But I was able to give her some minutes at the point guard position, which we're going to desperately need sometime. Because I'd love to have rested her, but when the other team is running a 2-2-1 at the end of the game, it's not fair to put those freshmen in that situation. That's when you need an older kid to be able to break it. And Danny needed that experience of breaking it and turning it over, for she won't make that same mistake again. I thought we rebounded pretty well until the end. And then that's when it gets a little bit sloppy, when I was playing a lot of kids. And those two kids for them, Ashley Williams and the other kid, not the 6'5 kid, but the other kid, I thought was doing a good job hitting the boards for us. But it's a W. Like I told our kids before the game in February, the favorites are supposed to win. You do not see as many upsets in February as you do in January, because particularly when you're at home, every one of the top teams in the league won tonight and won pretty handily. So all we did was just hold serve. Questions?
How much did that help you, though, finally, when you go on that run, you're leading 20-11, and you're not threatened the last three quarters? You guys hadn't had since Arkansas. How much did you need this? What does this do for you, having kind of a breather?
Well, it was huge, considering the gauntlet of what we got left with the 5 that we have left. 2 at home against 2 top 10 teams and 3 on the road. So what we got to do is, this team has done a tremendous job. They did not even think about Tennessee. They thought about Bama. And I thought we'd do a good job on the practice court of playing that one game mentality. And because if we don't, we start getting a little cocky, we can browbeat them down pretty quick and get them back on the same page. But yes, we needed the easy game, and I was just real pleased at how we played in the first half. I thought the second half was a little bit choppy, but that comes with playing a lot of people.
And you talked about that gauntlet was playing some of the bench players tonight. Was that part of the game plan all along?
Yes, they've earned that time. Now, the trouble is all 3 of the freshmen were very nervous in there, and it showed. But they hadn't played in a while. But they'll get their feet wet. I was happy to see that assist that Jazz Williams made coming across. And it was especially for her, because she was one of the ones that has lost her mother because of cancer while she was in high school. And it was very special. And we talked about Jazz Williams, Bob Starkey's wife, who's a cancer survivor. We talked about Kristen Grant, who lost her mother when she was a junior here playing for us in college. And we talked about Curtis Knox, whose mom is a breast cancer survivor, if you read the Eagle article today. So that's just 4 right off. But we sort of dedicated this game to them. And then along with our guest coach today, that was a special time to see her and her 3 boys up there, and how much those 3 boys look up to their mama.
Coach,